Rex Sinfeld was raised in St. Louis, Missouri at the St. Vincent Orphanage. From there, he earned an MBA and founded Dimensional Fund Advisors, where he worked until retiring in 2005. But it's what he has done after retiring that has garnered the attention of many in the Missouri and national political scenes. Since 2008, Sinfeld has donated nearly $35 million to political campaigns and causes. One of the recipients is former Missouri House Speaker Tim Jones, a St. Louis County Republican. When asked if Sinfeld's total donations of $195,000 to his campaigns swayed his position on issues, Jones categorically denied it.
My economic philosophy was firmly created and formed and established long, long before I knew Rex Sinfeld existed.
Jones is not the only top Missouri politician to receive donations from Sinfeld. According to campaign finance reports from the Missouri Ethics Commission over the last 7 years, current Republican Missouri Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has received $300,544. Democratic Missouri Attorney General Chris Koster has received $335,000. And Republican gubernatorial candidate Catherine Hanaway has received $890,000. This has led to many Democrats and even some Republicans, like the late Missouri Auditor Tom Schweik, accusing Sinfeld of trying to buy Missouri politicians. This accusation has been echoed by Kansas City Star editorial board writer and opinion columnist Barb Shelley.
We have never seen anything in Missouri like this before, where a certain individual is spending so much money to push a political agenda.
Criticism from editorial board writers is exactly why the issue about Sinfeld's influence in Missouri isn't being debated fairly, Jones says.
I think it's un-American and against the First Amendment to criticize those people for how they want to spend their money.
Jones's comments confuse Shelley.
So it's un-American for us to use our First Amendment rights to criticize him for using his First Amendment rights? Is that what the House Speaker is saying?
As far as to whom Sinfeld donates to and why he donates to a candidate or cause, there is a simple explanation, according to Travis Brown of Pelopidas, LLC, a group that represents Rex and Gene Sinfeld on political, legislative, and policy matters.
Rex Sinfeld gives based on principles that candidates themselves prove in their record, not because of contact with him or any other donor, but because of what they work hard to go out and promote and defend and create for our state.
In addition to his donations to individual candidates' campaigns, Sinfeld has donated millions of dollars to different political causes. This includes donations to ballot initiatives to abolish the state income tax, return control of the St. Louis Police Department to the local elected officials in St. Louis, and end teacher tenure. As far as the criticism Sinfeld receives for his political activities, Brown says that's just part of the game.
He understands that public discourse includes criticism, and he welcomes comments and receives plenty of them from every possible side of any conversation.
With the 2016 elections just around the corner, Sinfeld has already donated large sums of money to candidates. He has donated $250,000 to Columbia Republican Senator Kurt Schaefer's campaign for Attorney General, almost $900,000 to Republican gubernatorial candidate Catherine Hanaway, and exactly $1 million to possible Republican Lieutenant Governor candidate Bev Randles. Sinfeld has been roundly criticized for the large donations, but to that, Brown says,
Rex gets one vote along with everyone else.
Stephen Anthony, KBIA News.